Women in the menopause transition are losing 2 to 3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GETKION.com/lovely, for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, ladies. Dr. Fiona Lovely here, and this is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, making hormones make sense. And I'm going to bring you a little bit of a personal story today to start this beautiful episode that I'm quite excited about, that I'm calling Unclenched. So recently, I was having a massage with a registered massage therapist who I have known for some years and trust. And she was doing a new technique on me, which involved using a cupping technique. Now, this cupping technique is a little bit different than one that you might be familiar with, that as is used in acupuncture. And the cups, as used by the massage therapists, are more of a fascial release technique. So fascia is a layer of tissue that is between the fat that underlying your skin and the muscle tissue. So it's like a saran wrap type tissue that keeps all of the stuff together, I guess. And it can be described as a crystalline matrix that holds emotion. Fascinating, hey? Anyways, my hips were tight, no surprise, because really, whose hips aren't tight? And as Kelly, my therapist, was working these cups, I could tell something was really different. And it wasn't an unpleasant experience, as so often deep tissue work can be. And when I got off the table, I was like, huh, that feels really different. And I sat down to pull my pants back on and put my socks back on. When I went to stand up, I had to engage my my quads, my thigh muscles, differently because I was no longer tense in my hips. And it was like, what in heaven's name is this? Now, some of you know I'm a chiropractor, so I work musculoskeletal system
a lot. I have for years. Certainly, hormones are a great passion of mine, and I'm sure that's why you're here. But, you know, I'm quite skilled at musculoskeletal treatment as well. So this was all kind of new to me. I was like, okay, what's going on here? And in the days that followed, I was quite amazed at how different I felt, how I moved differently in the world, how I felt more connected is the best way I can describe it. And so this really started me looking at how it is we as women connect with our world and move through our worlds. And if I ask you to tune in right now to your inner physical deep self, below the belly button, deep where the spine is, down deep into the pelvis, in an area called the perineum, which is the space between the vagina and the anus, it's where the root chakra exists. Do you sense any kind of tension in there? Are you pinching your butt cheeks together? Do you have tension in your low back and hips? Do you feel a sense of ease in there? Or do you feel a sense of guarding yourself for battle? In fact, do you have your fists closed often? Are your shoulders clenched? Are your eyes squinted? And that's how we get that line between our eyebrows as we get older, because we've been squinting too darn long. Is your mouth held firm, your neck stiff? Basically like a warrior pose. Are you ready for battle? So my journey of learning to become unclenched has turned out to be the journey of many. And so what I'd like to do in this cast is give you some information that can help you start to see whether or not you are in fact holding yourself tight and tense, and the implications of that. So we learn to tense and to clench to become impenetrable, because as women, we think it gives us a sense of control and it keeps us safe. Now, the statistics are grim on women who have been assaulted. And is it any wonder that we will use whatever necessary or whatever we have at our disposal to attempt to stay safe? Please understand, I am not attempting to undermine any kind of trauma that you have experienced. But what I want to do is start to bring awareness for you to how you may be holding yourself and moving through your world. Dr. Northrup says women have put a sphincter on joy and pleasure. Isn't that fascinating? So a sphincter being, of course, like your anus, a tight ring of muscles meant to hold stuff in or keep stuff out. And this is the thing about this whole unclenching journey for me and for others, as I've started to share this with others, is that you start to realize just how much that tension stops the fluidity and pleasures of life. And I'm not just speaking about sexual pleasure. Of course, a woman's pelvis is the beating heart of her pleasure experience. It doesn't just mean sexually. So when we have this tension, we pinch off the experiences of pleasure that we as human beings are absolutely entitled to. Many of us walk around numb, certainly numb below the waist. Again, impenetrable means safe. Many of us are numb below the neck, which means we don't feel with our heart either. That's a conversation for another podcast, or maybe a totally different expert than me. My expertise is in the pelvis. So we attempt safety. We clench to give ourselves the illusion of control. But what are we denying ourselves in the process? So let's take it to perimenopause. Now, when you pinch off the pelvic muscles, of course, one of the things that is going to be a side effect of that is that a sexual experience may not be that pleasurable as it could be. When you think about intimate experiences when you were in your 20s versus now, it's a very different thing. Now, there can be a lot of reasons for that. But could the tension we carry in our pelvis, our low backs, our hips, be the part of the reason for this? In which case, if you are in a safe relationship, then I invite you to relax a little bit. Some of the most common symptoms of perimenopause are vaginal dryness, painful intercourse, and really just lack of libido. That's a very, very common thing. So women just don't feel like having sex. The truth is, who feels like having sex if you're not sleeping well? You're maybe not connecting to your partner in the way you used to emotionally. Perhaps you've got a bunch of stuff going on. You've got unwell parents. You've got stuff going on at work, stuff going on with the kids. I mean, like, sex is going to be the last thing on your mind, right? Like, I get it. I get it. But what if part of the key to that was not a lack of hormones or a lack of medication some sort of deficit that comes with the age around perimenopause? So, you know, that can be 35 to 65, really. 60, maybe. Maybe it's more about not allowing pleasure in. And maybe there's a lot more we can do about it ourselves if we just tap into whether or not we are carrying tension in that area. So, as I invited you to do at the beginning of this episode, I want you to take your awareness now to that space called the perineum, deep in the pelvic bowl, between your legs, where the root chakra sits. If it helps you to imagine the color red, that's the color of the root chakra. It's the way in which we connect with Mother Earth and the ground and the earth itself and all things natural. If you are there, drop down. Take your attention now from between your eyes, your forehead. Drop it down to the chest area where your heart is on the left side of your chest. Now take your awareness down to your belly button, the solar plexus. And then even farther, deepest point in the pelvis. Take your awareness there. Now take a deep breath. And start to feel. Can you feel anything? Have you gone numb? This is your pleasure center, sister. So this is how you may be denying yourself your ability to feel your way through life. So start to get that awareness. If it helps you, you can take a feather or a little broom or a little brush. Imagine yourself giving yourself a little tickle right in that spot. Start to feel that pleasure, that awareness, that juiciness return. This is your creative center as well. So we need to make sure that the world is full of juicy, creative, powerful women. So, are you open? Are you feeling the openness? Do you have the awareness? Are you allowing pleasure to come in? Only you can decide if it's safe. But if it is, tell yourself and your body it is safe for you to relax and to relax this part of your body. It's a very different feeling, let me tell you. So, that's a little sort of quick breathing meditation that will help you in moments if you're not sure if you're clenching or not. Drop down. drop your awareness down in your pelvis and see what you think. If you feel tense in there, if you feel numb in there, if you just, some of you may be emotional when we're doing this. This is an area we hold a lot of tension as women. Again, my job as a chiropractor shows me that every single day with every single female patient that walks in. It's funny, women have totally different tension patterns in the pelvis than men do. Men really very rarely have issues there. It's far more lumbar spine for them, which again is beyond the scope of this particular episode. So let's just do a quick little sort of review here. So number one thing to remember is just become aware of where you're carrying tension. Are you clenched? Every single person, man or woman, that I have asked that question, are you clenched? The answer is yes. A lot of them kind of go, oh, I don't know what that means. Okay, well, I've just given you the breathing meditation. So that's a good way to sort of be able to check in and say, are you holding tension here? Start to recognize just how inflexible you are between your butt cheeks. Start to loosen and relax. This is about you. This is not about anybody else. It's not about a sexual partner. It's about you and your ability to experience joy and pleasure in your life. Next is, I want you to think about getting some body work. So that would be a great massage therapist, a cranial sacral practitioner, a chiropractor, a physio, an osteopath. Someone who can bring you a fresh awareness of what you are carrying. Because once you start to move that tension out, you'll be surprised at what floods in and flows out of you. It's quite extraordinary. Now, I must say that it may be that you have experienced some kind of trauma. Who hasn't? If you are not getting psychological help for that from a mental health professional, then I recommend you do that probably before you do the body work. Now, if you're already well along your journey of helping to heal the trauma, then now is an excellent time to get the body work. You see, this is what's missing for a lot of people when we attempt to heal, is that if you're at least to the point where you're saying, I don't want a pill or a procedure or surgery to fix this, I'm going to go the natural route, then you already have awareness that you have the ability to heal yourself. But what can be missing from that awareness is that it's not just the mental work that needs to be done, but the physical work, because the fascia holds the emotions. Our physical selves hold the cellular memory of the trauma. So as you are getting your mind straight, then you could start to get your body straight in alignment too with a trusted body worker. Kegels we hear a lot about. Now listen, there's a whole episode on pelvic power and whether to Kegel or not to Kegel. So please listen to that if you're looking for more information on this. But they're rarely helpful, because it turns out the problem is, for most of us, we don't need strengthening of the pelvic floor muscles. We actually need them to stop spasming. Part of the reason they spasm is because of the trauma that we carry, which really comes to the head at the perimenopausal era. It really is a spiritual journey, perimenopause. So again, if you're Kegeling, if you have a professional that has told you that Kegels are the way to go for you, that's what will help, please carry on. Listen to their personalized recommendation over what I have just suggested. But if you're someone that's on your own journey and trying to figure this out, perhaps what you need to do is just to get awareness of whether you're clenching and start to relax. If you're not sure what that feels like, next time you're in the shower, let's do it this way. Next time you're in the shower, this is a little easier than when you're sitting on the toilet, squat to pee in the shower. And those muscles that control the flow of urine, so you can shut off the flow and turn it back on a few times just to get that sense. Those are the muscles we refer to as the pelvic floor. And those are the ones you want to get out of spasm. Interestingly enough, incontinence of the bladder, inability to control urine flow from the bladder, is the number one reason that women are placed in a care facility at senior's age and beyond. Okay, so it really is a good idea to know how to control it. Again, listen to that whole episode. I go over all of that. But think about bringing your pelvic floor muscles out of spasm. Finally, consciously reconnect to your juiciness. It is your power. It is your flexibility. It is your creativity. It is your center of connection to the rest of the world. And so many of us are in a state of spasm there. So I hope there has been something helpful here. To be honest with you, this journey, the things I've learned in the last, oh my gosh, couple of months since this started have been extraordinary. And I thought I was doing this woman thing pretty well. So it turns out there's always lessons that we can learn. Okay, thank you for listening as always. I want to direct you to the Facebook page, which is at Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast on Facebook. I do regular videos there. I can answer questions there. And as always, you can certainly visit me on my website, drlovely.com. Until next time, I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Women in the menopause transition are losing 2-3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GetKeon.com/lovely. For 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.